I've never considered myself a great long-distance trekker, but I sure as heck have been an avid one, having hiked many of the world's great trails. So perhaps there was some residual pride in play. Nonetheless, Shankar's offer had been comforting. Better yet, he had renewed it three more times as we had trekked this morning through the snow to ever higher elevations and thinner air. Speaking of elevations, the highest I had ever gotten before this trek was 14,500 feet after summiting the very highest point on the American mainland, Mount Whitney, but last night I had slept at Thorong Fedi Base Camp, whose elevation was slightly higher than that of Whitney's summit. And the climb this morning out of base camp had been steep and unrelenting. The bottom line was, in mountaineering lingo, I was not acclimatized to this altitude. How could I have been? It was all completely new. Nonetheless, until just a few minutes ago, my late-night, early-morning trek had had that buoyant feeling associated with a long-dreaded task being carried out with dispatch. Momentum and adrenaline had been on my side. Morale had been high. But then it had suddenly happened. My thoughts went back to the long journey through the desert that I had undertaken on the Pacific Crest Trail. I would be moving along at a healthy clip, chugging water at regular intervals, but then it would happen. I would suddenly realize that I was badly dehydrated. Now, it had happened again, only this time in a dramatically different situation. Just in the last